What is up, Wisconsin? You're listening to Raised in Wisco. I'm Joel Clayfish. That across the table is Danielle Fairman. And that song is so fitting for so many reasons.
It is. It definitely is. It's one of my favorite Kenny Chesney songs.
Yeah, that was awesome. Kenny, I actually got, I don't know if you know this, but I had a chance to be at the Kenny Chesney, Zac Brown concert at Miller
Park.
I'm sorry, American Family Field.
It's always going to be Miller Park.
Well, to me, it's literally like County Stadium,
kind of, sometimes, and Miller
Park. And sometimes it is, when I say American Family Field, I always say in my head says American Family Feud, the old TV show Family Feud.
Family Insurance.
So every time I think of, like, I can't think of what the name actually is, I think American Family Feud because a feud is like a baseball game. It's like two parts of the same bigger family fighting with each other. Does that make any sense at all?
I mean, I'm going to go with it.
Okay. Well, you really don't have a choice, but but I have to say this. So the song that talking about summertime coming into the show, holy cow, everybody's talking about how much it's raining.
It is. It's horrible.
Okay. All I'm talking about or all that's driving me bananas is like 90 degrees every day. I am way too fat for this. I cannot do this 90 degree business. It is so hot.
Uh-huh.
The Kenny Chesney concert, the Zac Brown Band, that was so hot. There were so many people there, Danielle. I mean, I think there was something like 80,000 people there packed in, and they had the roof closed because there was thunderstorm and tornado warnings.
It had to be so disgusting.
It was so hot, and it was literally, before it started raining, there was condensation on the ceiling of the collapsible roof of Miller Park, and that condensation literally started raining inside, and you just know. Oh, you should see the look on Jess's face right now.
Oh.
Hey, Jess. Do you know what that condensation must have been made of?
Sweat.
It had to be
disgusting.
It had to be like people's literal.
Oh my god! I can't even imagine the smell.
Like sweat. But I will. Nope. I will say. But they have like an air conditioning kind of thing going on in there, and so I think that at very least, like the air was moving, and I'm not trying to bag on Miller Park. I mean, you know, it was just 90 degrees outside that day, and they did have the air moving, but there was some condensation that would drip on me from time to time.
That was before
the rain started pouring down, and we're sitting there, and I'll be perfectly honest. The neatest part about that concert, one of the great things about that concert, is that they were not afraid to celebrate patriotism and Americana during the concert. That was really exciting for me because today and so often, and you know that I'm about combining all types of people. That's like my deal. I love the left and the right and the people on center left, center right, coming in the middle. And that's why the show, you know, the show Raised in Wisco, which is about hunting, fishing, kayaking, using the outdoors, and cooking. I love combining people. So at the concert, you have all walks of life, and they're all kind of combined and celebrating this great place we live in, America, as we're coming down to the elections, and people are going to have to make a decision between, you know, two candidates that a lot of people aren't super thrilled with either one of them. But it was just kind of a real together moment, the coolest thing, and they brought out veterans during one of the one of the Zac Brown songs. They brought out the veterans willing to sacrifice that song.
Yeah.
Each other's loved a little bit of chicken fried. That song. Hey, we should play. Jess, let's play chicken fried on the next the next time we have a bumper. Let's play chicken fried. So it was during chicken fried. It was a really cool song. And it was song I knew.
The first time I went to go see Kenny was at Lambeau. And I feel like he does that at every single show because I saw he did that as well.
Well, I think that's probably like one of his most popular songs, right? Chicken Fried? I mean, that's
song. Zac Brown. I'm talking about Kenny.
Oh, Kenny.
Yeah.
Kenny did Chicken Fried?
No, I'm talking about bringing, like, patriotism.
Bringing
veterans up on
veterans
stage.
Veterans out on stage. Yeah, it was pretty cool. But it was so hot. It was so hot. And that brings us to our guests today. Because it's the heat of summer. You can say that, Danielle, whatever you feel comfortable saying. Jess, you know what? At least I'm not the one who says the uncomfortable stuff usually. It's usually Danielle. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, and that makes it for less paperwork.
Oh, yes. I am less
Thank
paperwork.
You. Anytime I can avoid paperwork, I feel better off about it. We've got two guests today. You know, the show Raised in Wisco is really about what you can do in the state of Wisconsin. It's called Raised in Wisco because I was raised here. You know, Wisconsin is part of me. It's who I am through and through. And we love the fact that we're celebrating on this show the outdoors, the culinary aspects of Wisconsin, what you can hunt, fish, forage, do in your free time. And it's camping, hiking, kayaking, hunting, fishing. And one thing that I know people struggle with who are real big hunters is what to do in the summertime. And we have a unique thing here in the state of Wisconsin. We have something that virtually no other state has. We can fish species of all freshwater lakes, and we can fish a species here that you can only really fish in Alaska and Greenland. We can fish salmon, coho, chinook,
delicious.
Certain types of trout that only survive in big waters. And that's why I'm super jacked. We've got Rocky Stoltz here and Rob Manhart, and they're from Manhart Charters and Thrill Seekers Charters. Get it? Thrill, like a reel on a fishing rod. That makes sense. Rocky and Rob, thanks guys so much for coming to the show today. Have I got a buttload of questions for you, because this is one of the things that I've done many times in my life, but this is also one of the things that I've had nearly one of the worst experiences of my life on. I want to start with Rob, and if I can paint this picture for you, you're going to hear him talk. And he sounds like the old man in the sea. He's got this gravelly voice. You expect, he's like the Gorton's fisherman all the way. I'm not even joking. He sounds like, you would think this guy's got a beard with the yellow rain slicker on, an eye patch over his eye.
Do you have a rain slicker?
Absolutely. Everybody has that one, right? When you're on a Lake Michigan, you don't know what it's going to throw
I
at
cannot
you.
Look at you the Listen same anymore. Listen to the voice.
All I'm telling you, Jessica's actually like really belly laughing in there. I think it's very, very seldom we get on you to that point. But Jessica, when you hear this guy's voice, do you understand what I'm saying? You picture Captain Ahab.
I do, yeah. And I've only heard a few words. I'm looking forward to hearing more.
I promise you our boat's a little bit bigger than that one.
I'm sure it is. Rob, you literally sound like the old man in the sea. I mean, I want to know, did you get into charter fishing because of this voice and somebody said, you are just destined to do this?
Well, Joe, you're going to have to come out and see my rubber boots for yourself, I guess.
I'm in. Let's do it.
All right.
How did you get into it in the first place? And talk a little bit about the fact that, you know, if you don't realize what you can do in Wisconsin, if you've never been on a charter, consider it.
Yes.
If you're driving down the road right now and you're saying to yourself, that's something I've never experienced, didn't even know about it. If you're taking a hike, if you're getting ready for work, think of the fact that at some point in Wisconsin, you can literally go on a giant boat and hit water that is as big as the ocean and catch ocean fish right in southeast Wisconsin. And frankly, east Wisconsin all the way up the coast. How did you get into it, Rob?
So I've been fishing out there for 33 years at least with my grandfather, and that's really how I learned it, was through my grandfather. And ever since then, it just became a passion. I kept fishing it. Eventually, I went to school, got my MMC, my captain's license, and then turned it into a business in 2011.
I don't know if people – Danielle, do you know – he said five species you can fish out there that they fish.
I was
thinking
about that.
So I'm going through in my mind. I want to see if between you and me, we can come up with the five species.
I'm pretty sure you, me, and Google can figure
this out. No, gosh.
Put the phone away.
I don't want to. I'm horrible
with trivia.
Listen, I know you can name a few. You go fishing on the Great Lakes. Try it. And Rob, I want you to be our referee here. Coho. There you go. There's one.
Trout, do we have to say?
Hold on. What's another name for coho? Coho or coho? And then coho. There's the other type of salmon.
The king salmon?
Yeah, the king, and that's also Chinook. That's the same kind.
Oh, man. I feel like I feel weird right now.
No, I feel like you're going to get
trout.
There. What kind of trout? Name
so
a trout.
There's three species
a
of
rainbow
trout.
Rainbow trout.
All right.
Yep, that's one.
That's another name for steelhead, right?
Steelhead, mm-hmm. There we go.
Steelhead. Okay, you're only missing two. You got most of them. And I'm going to try for the other two. I don't know if I'll get them right.
The other two?
The other one type of
Did
trout
Did we catch them on the boat?
Easy.
We had
Not
all coho boat.
Yep, on that day it was all cohos, yes.
So we have...
What type of trout?
The...
You're missing two species
okay,
of trout.
I'm going to jump in.
Two species of trout.
You're going to be frustrated because one... Is one is a joke that people make about duty all the time. Does that
duty?
Help you?
No.
People make a joke about duties all the time. Just can I say that? Am I allowed to
you
say,
can
that?
Say that?
I duty? Can say that. All right. Brown
Look at
trout.
Joel's hat. Look at Joel's hat. There you
brown
go.
Brown trout. Yep. Yep.
Okay, and then this is the tricky one, but I have to say they're absolutely. Oh, I think I might have found a sixth species.
There actually is.
Yes.
There's
yes.
actually seven.
I feel like I just won the. Oh, now you're coming. All right, so then.
But wait, there's more.
Brook trout.
Yep.
You can catch brookies out mm-hmm. there.
Not many, but yep.
So that's five. And then zeaforellin.
Well, that's a type of rainbow trout.
Type of rainbow. So it's yes. a sub series of
Correct.
Rainbow trout.
Correct.
And then what's the seven? What are the other two then that I'm missing?
Well, lake trout.
Oh! How did I miss
come
lake
on.
Trout?
And then you also have pink salmon.
Pink salmon.
They're not as rare as the brooks. Like the brook trout that they stock, we're talking lowest numbers, like 10,000. That's it, that they stock there. So the chances of seeing one of those are very slim.
Oh,
but the pink salmon,
cool.
you catch
How
a couple
cool.
of those every year.
And when you buy canned salmon from the store, a lot of times it is pink salmon,
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. This is so exciting. I cannot wait to
you
talk.
You love trivia.
I love trivia. I can't wait to talk to these guys because I'm gonna talk about something the evil word in charter fishing seasickness. I'm gonna talk about that.
I thought you were gonna say banana.
You gotta listen to it. You've got to hear this story because we're gonna give you the ways to solve that. You can't miss it.
I'm a chicken fried.
Why?
Go
every time
Friday
someone
night,
says chicken fried, I get so hungry.
Right.
It's and not
really food is amazing. World.
Well, food is amazing. And
I more or less think chicken fried waffles.
Danielle Fairman sitting across from me.
Hello.
I'm Joel Clayfish. This is Raised in Wisco, and it is a show all about eating.
It is.
I'm not even joking.
It always turns around to go back
to
eating.
It always comes back to eating.
I'm ready to talk about the salmon that I caught on his boat and how I made it.
Like, oh, we're
going to
talk
about
that
this
Danielle.
Whole entire time.
Trust me. People love. I know. Hey, if you haven't tried cooking salmon fresh caught from Lake Michigan, that is something you got to do. If you like to eat whatsoever, I'm not even like a go to restaurant and eat salmon fan. Do you like Jess? Do you like Jess? By the way, captaining the ship in the studio with us today. Jess, are you a salmon eater?
Oh yeah, big time.
Yeah, big time.
I know a guy.
There's
two guys.
Like there. That is like one of the healthiest things you can put in your body. The amino acids and the fish oils. And they say that people who eat salmon. As one of the salmon and trout, as one of the main parts of their diet, end up literally living longer.
Oh, really?
Rob Manhart of Manhart Charters, Rocky Stoltz of Thrill Seekers Charters, Rob, who we are dubbing Captain Ahab for the show because he's just got that old man of the sea voice. I love it. It's so great.
I'll go with it.
I thought you were gonna punish me by just sitting there silent after I said that.
Just evil staring.
Just
in the
an
eye.
Evil stare.
How dare you?
I'm really excited because we're going to talk about seasickness, which is a tough, tough topic for me. But Danielle, I really want to hear some of your input on this. Because
on the seasickness?
No, after I got seasick, I've been deathly afraid to go onto the big water again. I used to go salmon fishing on the charters quite a bit. And I'm literally afraid to do it because there was no feeling like being seasick. And you are out salmon fishing on the big water, I would say probably twice a month at least.
I feel like I am a lot often. For me, when I get seasickness, I don't know, land sickness I would call it now, is...
Land sickness?
When I get back on land, I feel like I'm still rocking on the boat.
Yeah, but that's not seasickness.
I know. That's the only part that I get. But going out there, I am perfectly, perfectly fine. I do not know how I got blessed with that, but I definitely did. But everybody takes Dramamine, and people that do take that, I've only seen one person that's been out with me in at least the 15 times I've been out just get just nasty sick. But yeah. For me, isn't it if you just look at the shoreline or you focus on something out there that it's a lot better, and it all depends on the waves and how far you go out. But like when you went out, Joel, how do you remember how the waves were?
I don't specifically remember, but I remember that I took Dramamine, and I think the Dramamine made me feel as sick, I think the Dramamine is part of what made me feel horrible.
I feel like
that's
completely opposite.
Is that possible? Well, we've got an expert right here. Rob and Rocky Stoltz, they're sharing a mic, so we're going to bounce it between them. But what is your experience? I mean, you're charter fishing. That means you're taking hundreds of people a year out onto big water. And so if someone's apprehensive because of the potential aspect of getting seasick, what's your answer to that? How many people actually get seasick? Do you consider the water, the wind that day as something that is strongly considered as to whether you go out?
Well, for the seasickness, it's really by individual, you know, so it's everybody's a little bit different. Some people, you get seasick, you get back to shore, you're sick for the rest of the day. I feel that there's really no remedy for that at that point. Now I've had people that get sick, and as soon as we start going in, they feel perfect. They get back to shore. They feel good. So what I tell them to do is the night before, so before you go to bed, take a Dramamine. And then right when you wake up in the morning, take another Dramamine. That's your booster. So the first one gets in your system and it dissolves. It's going through your body while you're sleeping. You wake up in the morning, you take another one. That's your booster. Those people that have done it have told me they've never gotten sick again.
You know,
again, so they've gotten sick before, and that was pretty much what helped them.
Yep.
Because that can be the difference between something you're going to remember, like a trip of a lifetime, you're going to remember the rest of your life, and something that's kind of a bummer. And I don't listen. My goal in talking about this is definitely not for you to shy away from charter fishing. I'm going to go back on the water,
yes,
and I'm going to do his method. I'm going to do Rob's method, and I'm going to get back out there again because there are so few feelings that you can get when you're in a decent sized boat out on Lake Michigan. You literally feel like you're in the middle of the ocean. You know, you're on one of the Great Lakes, one of the greatest assets this state has, catching these fish that you literally can only catch two other places in the United States. That's got to be an overwhelming feeling to you as a captain to be able to kind of share that. Is that part of what got you into this or what keeps your interest in doing this? Because I'm here to tell you, guiding and outfitting hunts and fishing is not an easy life.
Oh, not at all. It's a tough way to make a living, to be 100% honest with you, because you are totally wind and weather dependent regardless, especially on Lake Michigan. But yeah, my passion is taking people out fishing, watching them reel fishing, smiling the whole time, laughing, having a good time with whether it's friends, family, coworkers, whatever the event might be or whatever the group might be. But that's what keeps me going and why I like doing it. I'll do multiple trips a day, and every one of them I do with a smile. It's a passion of mine.
Well, I'm going to have to go with you because one of the times I went, and I'm not going to name the charter I went with, the guy was so grouchy.
Oh, he was so
grouchy. You could probably name him, and you can tell me at break if you think you know who he was. But I think the attitude of the captain really does make an experience. The attitude of an outfitter makes your experience. I'm so excited. Danielle is going to be telling us about her recipe with salmon, and we're going to poke a little bit into Rob with some of the things that he's done or suggests with food, too. We've got Rob Manhart and Rocky Stoltz. Rob's from Manhart Charters, and Thrill Seeker Charters is Rocky's. We're going to be talking to them and hearing about what Danielle's. Danielle, give us a little hint as to what you do with the salmon that makes it so good.
I'm more of a sweet kind of gal on the grill with aluminum foil.
Boy, okay. After those last comments, I don't know about that sweet.
I like my bestie Andy is going to love that I say this. I actually have a sweet tooth. I never thought I did.
Well,
until she pointed it out.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I love about salmon. Well, there's one of those jumps. Hey, if you're listening, there's some kind of technical glitch that's throwing some crazy, like, sounds like, there it is again.
Hello?
There it is again. It's like square dancing music jumping in here. And Danielle, you look like you might be ready for a square dance. Danielle usually comes in. Danielle's a heavy equipment operator, so she usually comes in safety green and everything. But you look like you're dressed to go out on the town today.
I'm just wearing a sundress. It is hot.
It is hot.
It is so hot, and I have 6 baskets of laundry I did not fold. More or less stuck my hand in. Hope for the best and pull out a dress.
Well, I'm very excited.
I hate folding laundry
because
so much.
You are going to get to hear Danielle's recipe, or at least she's going to share her recipe. We're going to talk about some of the versatile things you can do with salmon and trout that are caught right here in Lake Michigan, which so many folks don't realize is right at their fingertips. Mm-hmm. And we've got Rocky Stoltz and Rob Manhart from Manhart Charters and Thrill Seekers Charters. And I can't wait to talk to them about what they like to suggest. You know, salmon is one of those things that is eaten raw in sushi very often. Mm. So I'm excited to talk about that too.
Surprisingly, I am not a salmon fan. I love fishing, but I'm not a big salmon fan until I found this recipe.
Until you found this recipe. I can't wait to hear about it. And no mother's love gets a little chicken fried.
Suntan toes tickling the sand.
Hey, do you like to eat or spend time in the great outdoors or go fishing or hiking or camping? Do you like to do that?
I love to do
Danielle
that.
Danielle Fairman loves to do that. I'm Joel Clayfish, and Joel Clayfish loves to do that too.
Yeah.
And that's why Raised in Wisco is jacked to be your go-to for the great outdoors of Wisconsin. So happy to have you with us on Saturdays and Sundays on the weekend at 11 o'clock on all your civic media stations. Raised in Wisco really talks about what to do in Wisconsin's outdoors. And you can and should be a part of Wisconsin's outdoors because it's the single greatest gem of this state that some folks don't even know about. And some folks who even live here don't know about
it. This is true. Very true.
Danielle, we got Rocky Stoltz and Rob Manhart here, and they are from Manhart Charters and Thrill Seeker Charters. I think it's time we talk to Rocky Stoltz.
I feel like it too.
Rocky, I mean, I've heard you talk. I have to tell, Rocky is another, we have towering guests lately. Rocky is 6'12" and weighs 472
coming to the left corner.
Degrees Kelvin. Wait a minute. Kelvin
That's
is a measurement.
Colder than you think.
It is? Is that cold? Kelvin is a temperature.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that when we were measuring things like liquid nitrogen and stuff, Kelvin was a measurement.
150 pounds.
You weigh 100, a cool 150.
Yep.
And in this corner, Rocky Stoltz weighing 155 pounds. The welterweight champion of the world.
What a pair of guests that we have.
Seekers Charters. Well, I mean, come on. If you have a name like Rocky, you really kind of do have to make
a
boxing
hand in
analogy,
hand.
Don't
mm-hmm.
you?
Goes definitely goes
Absolutely.
Hand in hand.
Now Rocky's got a little bit of a voice like the Gorton's Fisherman too. I mean, I don't think the Gorton's Fisherman
ever spoke. Thing you don't understand.
It is a captain. Is that voice become gravelly because you develop nodes on your vocal cords because you got to yell above the sound of the engines and all of the stuff that's going on when you're on the Great Lakes fishing?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it is. I really do think it is. I will tell you, both these guys have fantastic tans, though. That is one definite fringe benefit. And Danielle, you have a very good tan as well.
I'm all Neapolitan.
From being out there. I don't know what that means.
I have white legs because I have to wear pants. So that's the vanilla ice cream. My arms are chocolate because they're tan. And then, like, my neck and everything else, like, gets it every once in a while is red. That's okay. The strawberry.
That's,
I'm Neapolitan.
I think that's a fantastic analogy. I really do. So, Rocky, you are out there on the big waters. And one of the things that always amazes me is that do people who come and fish salmon in the Great Lakes realize what a rare treat that is to be able to catch salmon in Wisconsin?
Some of them do. Some don't. It all depends on the people. But
how'd you get into it?
I used to fish with my uncle when I was about 7 years old and just enjoyed the passion of it. And then as I grew older, I started out with a 17-foot boat and worked my way into doing everything and got into a bigger boat and wanted to share the passion with all the people that come out on the boat with me. So that's how I started getting into it. I went and took my classes.
Is that how you guys met in class?
Nope, not in class, but I did meet Rob through duck hunting and kind of started working into chartering. And
duck hunting, dun, dun, dun.
You just said some of the magic words in my life. You just said duck hunting. So you got into charter captaining of boats because there's a huge gap between being a fisherman or going out with your uncle or your dad or a family member and loving to fish and deciding to make it a lifestyle that you're literally going to try to bring enough bread home for the family to pay the bills. Those are vastly separate categories.
Yeah, did your uncle help you with this or was he surprised when...
My uncle passed away, so I do it in his honor. But
that's nice. I'm sorry.
I take my kids out, and they enjoyed it. And then I like sharing the passion with everybody else. So as much as I can do to help people, I just enjoy sharing the passion of being out on the waters and the experience of it.
What do you say to people who get seasickness very bad? He says, take Dramamine the night before. It's the same thing.
Yep. And then I know there is a bracelet that you can wear. There is bracelets, and then there is a patch that you can put behind your ear that's given to by doctors. That I do know works. My wife gets very sick, so she doesn't. She doesn't go out there that often. But when she does,
enjoys the rewards.
Yeah, but when she does go out there, actually, her thing, she goes down in the cabin and takes a nap, which is usually the worst for people to do. But she seems to get through it doing that.
She's fine with the patch. Then she uses the patch, and that helps.
We're trying to get her into that to see if she will go out. Usually now she just sends the kids with me and then stays at home.
Now she says...
She does it on purpose, you know.
I've got the cedar plank. I'll wait for the salmon. Speaking of that, I want to know, and I want to start with Rocky. Again, you know, sharing a mic, so we're going to switch over. I want to start with Rocky. Are you guys big eaters of salmon and trout? And how do you like to eat it? And then pass the mic over to Rob, and I want to hear what he's got to say about it, because Danielle Fairman... and raised in Wisco's about eating.
Mm-hmm.
This show is
sure
about eating. I mean, we hunt, we fish, and we love to take the harvest from the field to the table. And it's unbelievable what you can harvest in the Great Lakes of Wisconsin. But are you a salmon eater?
I more so cook it. I don't get a chance to eat it because while I'm cooking it, everybody else does. But
well, you must be a great cook then, because that, you know, if you're the cook who never gets to try it, that means everyone else is eating
it. That's
why
I'm 150 pounds.
Yes, 150 pounds.
I don't get to eat anything.
You're sticking to that one, huh?
I am.
Well, I'll tell you what. You can be 150 pounds on radio all day long. Nobody will ever know the difference.
Yep, I'm 120
pounds.
But
one of my favorites, one of the favorites that I do is a peach mango salsa. So I'll marinate it, and then I cook it on the grill and do a peach mango salsa on top.
Peach mango salsa?
Okay, we just entered a different realm, though, because I want some specifics. I don't want just peach mango salsa. What is in your peach mango salsa?
I do peach. I do mango.
Oh, wow, really? Peach and mango and peach and mango salsa?
A little bit of cilantro. Oh,
gosh. Don't let her be so sarcastic with you. Obviously, there's peaches and mango.
A little bit of cilantro. I do a little bit of pineapple juice. I let them marinate, and then when I'm done with that, I will put it on top and cook it afterwards to let it...
Oh, we keep caramelized.
Yep, skin on. And I will do it on either aluminum foil or on a cedar plank.
Oh my gosh, that sounds unbelievable. And
that's been the number one that everybody likes.
I must try that. I never thought about that.
I think the key that I took away from that is anybody can put whatever flavors they like into a salsa. And you can kind of, salsas are one of the things you can kind of tell what they're going to taste like ahead of time. And right now we've got Rob Manhart and Rocky Stoltz from Manhart Charters and Thrill Seeker Charters. They fish salmon, trout on the Great Lakes, on Lake Michigan specifically. And we're talking about how to prepare fish if you want to do this. I mean, look, a lot of people buy salmon, but I think you go out with these guys, you're never going to have it fresher. And you just talked about peach mango salsa. And I think the key to what you said there is when that salsa starts to evaporate, it starts to thicken and congeal. And that's really when it becomes delicious. People don't realize on a grill or on a smoker, when you evaporate moisture out of something you're cooking, it's also at the same time absorbing that smokish flavor from the grill if you're on a smoker, or even if you're on a Blackstone, it's still absorbing some of what, you know, that seasoned grill flavor into it and becoming thicker. And that is really what carries the multi dimensions of flavor. You cannot be the biggest fan of the pink fishes, but when you add, my mouth is watering, I'm having a trouble talking.
I'm not sure talking about food I do, on gosh. Radio.
What's that?
I'm not sure that that's allowed on radio.
I can't help it if it's making, I'm having the Pavlovian effect. Jess, you know what the Pavlovian effect is?
I do, yeah.
Yeah. Does this sound good to you?
Yeah, it sounds amazing.
Jess is running the ship and she's sitting in there. But I do have to say, I've caught her laughing uproariously a couple times back there.
You are hilarious, Joel. So am I.
I get laughed at a lot more than laughed with. And that's okay. I tell everybody, if you are all right, if you are all, your life is going to be better and those lives of people around you are going to be better if you're okay laughing at yourself once in a while.
Oh, absolutely.
Does this sound good to you, Jess, what he's talking about out here, the peach mango salsa?
Yeah, I need that recipe right now.
I know. And
I feel like we need to post all these recipes online.
We can do that.
On social media.
We can link it.
On our page.
I think we should do that. That's a great idea. And
have a recipe of the week, like every week.
You're in charge of that. Let's go. Jess, you got that? We're doing a recipe of the week from now on.
Aye, aye.
Okay. See what you did there? That's clever right there. Arrgh. Now, I want to go back to Rob, the old man in the sea who is joining us. Your voice. Did you have this voice your whole life?
My entire life. Yep. I've heard about it from everybody.
They say you just got this gravelly gruff because I have to tell you guys at first glance, I mean, these are a couple like tough looking characters, like, and they both have that gravelly old man of the sea voice. Like if the first thing out of their mouth ever was like, what do you want? I would run the other way. Fortunately, they were so friendly and kind. And right off the bat, I'm already desiring to go on a charter.
That would be awesome. I really want to get you out. And you know what? If you do that remedy that we told you about the Dramamine, you won't get sick.
Yeah, I'm going to try. I would definitely try that.
Let's do it.
We've got Rob Manhart and Rocky Stoltz from Manhart Charters and Thrill Seekers Charters. They fish salmon and trout in the Great Lakes. We just had an awesome discussion with Rocky about the way he prepares salmon in a peach mango salsa. I love the fact that he talked about cilantro in there. I'm a huge cilantro fan.
Absolutely.
Some people don't like that soapy. Mm-hmm. So take the cilantro out and add some onion powder or onion. If you don't like chunks of onion, add onion powder. If you don't like chunks of onion, add some garlic. I mean, the beauty of things like this. And if you want to be fancy, you call it a reduction, right? Because as the liquid absorbs or evaporates rather from any sauce or salsa, you can call it a reduction. It's called that because you're literally reducing it by evaporating it. So did that recipe sound pretty good to you, Rob?
It does sound good. Why haven't you made that for me?
Yeah.
Well, what the heck?
Right, I know. I don't know about secrets. This guy. Right, secrets all. You're gonna be real secrets.
You're gonna be
the 150 club.
You two are kind of like an old married couple a little bit. Do you guys
ever hear
that? We've
been told that too before, unfortunately. Yeah.
Now, I want to know when you came in here and you literally came in here with your yellow rain slicker on and an eye patch. Is that just to perpetuate, like, you know, hey, look, I really am a sea captain?
Oh. You're going to have to wear that next time we go out on the boat.
I know.
I'm just kidding.
Now.
He doesn't really have an eye patch on. He's just got that yellow hat on, like the cover of the fish sticks. No, he doesn't.
Well, it might rain.
What is your recipe favorite?
Oh, so I have three of them. But
three?
I do.
Okay, this is the worst.
I'm trying to live in a calorie deficit,
and all I want to do is leave here and eat.
I'm a foodie. I really am. I'm a big foodie. And I do all the cooking at home. I just love to eat. But they're real simple, real quick. Blackened salmon. Yep. So you take blackened season, put it on both sides of your filet, skin off, so you just have the meat.
What is blackened seasoning? If you don't know what blackened seasoning is, let Rob explain it. And do it, brother.
Well, it's real simple. I just go to the store and I buy blackened seasoning. Oh.
Here I thought I was going to have some awesome, like,
no.
insider information.
No.
You have to hear the rest of this because we are going to hear his blackened, seasoned salmon fish and his other recipes, and I promise you don't want to miss it. And Danielle is going to share with us her fantastic recipe. Are your recipes sounding a little less fantastic as these guys talk? Don't worry.
I'm still intrigued with the peach mango.
Well, they're going to be great. You guys are listening to Raised in Wisco. I can't wait to hear about those.
Mm-hmm. We'll be feeling all right when the sun sinks down over the water. Uncle Kenny's hotter when the sun goes down. When the sun goes down, oh, we'll be grooving when the sun goes.
Oh man, every time I hear that song, it takes me right back to Jimmy Buffett.
Ooh.
Rest his soul. And I have to say that is something that Kenny Chesney and Zach Brown did an ode to Jimmy Buffett during the concert at Miller Park this last week. It was fantastic. This is Joel Clayfish. Danielle Fairman and I have been together a long time.
We have.
And what a joy it is to be able to talk to you on Raised in Wisco and anywhere in the state of Wisconsin. You can find a Civic Media station and you can listen to Raised in Wisco weekends at 11 o'clock. And we love the fact that the audience is growing. I was in near Hayward, Wisconsin. Somebody came up to me randomly. I was introduced to them and they said, oh, I listen to a guy named Joel Clayfish on the radio on Raised in Wisco. I said, you do? Do you like it or not? Yeah. I asked first. He said, oh, I love the show. I said, that's me. If he'd have been like, that's the worst show, it completely sucks, I would have been like, yeah, I don't know who that sucker is. Out of all the Joel Clayfishes in the state, I don't know who that is. He must be horrible. Jess, your face is like red. Jess,
she's
is captaining the ship. I wish her mic was on while she's laughing because she laughs a lot at me.
Yep.
With me. Okay, thank you.
That's so nice.
That's nice.
She's very nice.
Danielle Fairman and I have been together for so long. We have done outdoor media and outdoor things together for so long. Raised in Wisco is your place to literally learn about the outdoors, learn how to hunt, fish, catch, cook, clean,
yep.
eat.
all the things.
Eat all the things. And that's why it's so great to sit here and to be talking to Rocky Stoltz and Rob Manhart. They're from Manhart Charters and Thrill Seekers Charters. These guys are on the water the minute it becomes nice out. The minute the ice is off, these guys are catching salmon, trout, on the big water, which can be stressful because it's big water, but they're doing it not only because they love it, because they have a passion for it, but because they love to share it. And when I talk about hunting and fishing, and Danielle, I know you share this with me. For me, hunting and fishing and sharing it with others and introducing it to others is really one of those
Absolutely.
Keys. And then the culmination, what we want to continue talking about is eating it.
Fancy blackened and seasoning.
We want to learn about this blackened, you know, Rob was talking about blackened salmon or trout or both
nope,
or either.
Blackened salmon.
Okay, blackened salmon.
I'll give you another one for the trout. There's a
okay, well,
trout.
We'll get to that. But I want to know your favorite way to make blackened salmon.
So blackened salmon, just the fillet, just the meat, take the skin off. You blacken both sides of the salmon. You get a skillet. Red hot.
Explain how you blacken it for folks who don't know.
Sure.
I want, you know, when you hear this recipe, I want you to be able to go home and try this yourself.
So the blackened seasoning is just bought from your local grocery store. It's called blackened seasoning. You take your meat then from the fish. You put the dry rub blackened seasoning on both sides of the fillet. You get a skillet red hot with butter in there, with the butter Ooh. Melting down just before the butter starts to burn. Throw your fillet in there, sizzle it for about 2 minutes, flip it over, then finish it off for about 3 minutes, and it's done. It's Ooh. Very simple, but if you've ever had like blacking grouper or something like that.
That's my favorite fish in the whole world.
Well, this is identical. It tastes the same.
What?
I kid you not. It is amazing.
How do you know? One of the toughest things for salmon for me because you can eat it raw. You can literally eat it sushi-grade salmon. One of the toughest things for me is how long to cook it. If I want to cook it so it is cooked all the way through but still got that kind of juicy, soft center, how do I know when it's done?
Best way to check it is put a fork in the fillet, the thickest part. Take the fork and turn it 90 degrees.
Oh.
Turn the fork, and you'll see the layers of the salmon separate. If it comes apart real easy, it's not stretchy, it's done. It's cooked all the way through.
You can do that with any type of fish too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So literally, it's very easy to remember. Stick a fork in it, it's done.
Just stick a fork in it.
There's my dad. Jess, I do dad jokes. Danielle Fairman sitting next to me on Raised in Wisco. We love the fact that you're joining us right now. We're talking about how to prepare salmon caught on Lake Michigan. Do you with Rob Manhart of Manhart Charters. Rocky Stoltz is here from Thrill Seekers Charters as well. Rob, I'm going to ask you, do you lose a lot if you do freeze your salmon and then thaw it? I tell people, and tell me if I'm right or wrong, one freeze, you're really not changing the meat what's much at all. It's the freeze-thaw when you're buying it from a grocery store that really changes it.
I agree 100%. You can take your salmon out that you caught on Lake Michigan, and you can freeze it and then thaw it out at a later date and make it. So when you get home with your bag of salmon, only put you know, cut it down to portion sizes.
Okay.
So you're only
That's
gonna
a great idea.
Yeah, you're only gonna thaw what you want.
Because even if you do have four people, you can take out four little portions then and thaw them, and you've got very, very fresh frozen.
Yeah, absolutely. And that way you're not refreezing again.
I saw somewhere that you should wrap it up in Saran wrap and then put it in a bag in a freezer. Or do we just stick it in the water, freeze it?
So I always tell people if they don't have like a way to seal it. You know, seal it and get
like
all the air out,
seal
vacuum
it.
Seal. If you can't do that, then I always say put it in water and freeze it. It seems to hold a little bit better that
sure,
way for
sure.
a period of time.
What if you just stick it in the freezer?
I think it's going to get freezer burnt within about 3 months.
Right?
Okay. Danielle, so, what's Joel, your recipe? I got to hear it.
Oh, mine is a brown sugar maple bourbon glaze.
Okay, how do you make the glaze ahead of time separately?
You do make the glaze ahead of time, and you let it just you get the skin off, and you just let it soak in there overnight. And then I really love brown sugar a lot, so I put an extra brown sugar on it, and I put it in tin foil. Ugh. And I've been drinking a lot of bourbon lately. Don't know why.
Okay, this isn't the show True Confessions, Danielle.
So that's how I put I just drizzled it in there because they said to add a little juice of a lemon or some water in there, or some ice cubes. And I'm like, oh, let's try some bourbon. And so I poured some bourbon in there, and it was fantastic. And I put it in the oven at 350, put some tinfoil around it, and then I pulled it out, and I didn't know the fork twist thing. I just put a fork in there, and I just tried spreading it to see the layers.
Sure.
But I like the twisted fork. Okay. Because
you'll see it.
I definitely burned my finger. Yep.
I am trying that for sure.
Yeah.
Because I have to tell you, the great thing about that is it's all about Wisconsin. She's got maple syrup in there, which is a product of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And if you want to tweak it a little bit, make it even more Wisconsin, you could add some Korbel brandy instead.
Ooh.
And then, of course, I don't drink. The alcohol is going to burn off when you're cooking it, so don't worry about that. Oh, that's fantastic. What a great, great time with Rocky Stoltz and Rob Manhart of Manhart Charters, Thrill Seeker Charters. Thank you for listening to Raised in Wisco. You can hear us Saturdays and Sundays on the weekends on all your civic media stations. Danielle, I can't wait to get cooking.
I can't wait to go out fishing.
Paradise.